Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Bradley George in for Ricky Bevington. A longtime director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is stepping down. Vernon Keenan says he will retire as of January 1st. Keenan joined the GBI nearly 40 years ago and became director in 2003. Governor-elect Brian Kemp will name his successor. Congress is close to a short-term deal to keep the federal government funded through February and avoid a shutdown. Georgia Senator David Perdue is pushing for reform he believes would prevent future shutdowns. Speaking with GPB last week, Perdue says there needs to be change in Washington to force lawmakers to fund the government on time.
I believe we have to have milestones during the year, just like regular businesses do, to get their work done. And if they don't get them done, they go out of business. Here, if we don't get them done, I think there should be consequences.
Perdue is a member of a congressional committee looking at ways to reform the budget process. Some of their proposals include moving the fiscal year deadline to December 31st and restricting lawmaker travel until a budget is passed. Five endangered right whales have been spotted off the Georgia coast. They began returning this month to give birth, as GPB's Cindy Hill reports.
Each whale's markings is unique, like a fingerprint. That makes it easy for scientists to track them using planes and boats. No babies were born last year, but two of the whales spotted this month have given birth in the past, making scientists optimistic. Clay George with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources says new births this year are especially critical for the species' survival.
They only number in the 400s or so, so if the population's going to recover and increase in number, their future is really going to depend on what happens here on the Georgia coast.
He says they expect the first right whale births of the season in the coming weeks. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.